USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Sandra Day O'Connor, the pioneering first woman to serve on the U.S. Supreme Court, passed away Friday at the age of 93. In this interview with NBC News, she reflected on being the first.
It's thrilling, in a way, to be the first to do something, the first woman to ever serve on the court. But it's dreadful if you're the last. And if I didn't do the job well, that's what would happen.
O'Connor died in Phoenix due to complications from advanced dementia and a respiratory illness. A federal appeals court Friday allowed lawsuits against Donald Trump over the U.S. Capitol riot to proceed, rejecting the former president's attempt to dismiss the cases. The court dismissed Trump's claims of presidential immunity, but stated that he can continue to argue that his actions were taken in his official capacity as president as the lawsuits move forward. The week-long ceasefire, which involved the exchange of dozens of hostages held by Hamas for scores of Palestinian prisoners held by Israel, ended Friday morning, leading to renewed hostilities between the two sides. As mediators work to facilitate another swap, uncertainties arise regarding the individuals still in captivity in the besieged enclave. Friday, the House took a decisive vote to expel Republican Representative George Santos of New York following an ethics report that strongly criticized his conduct, alleging the misuse of campaign donations for personal gain. Santos spoke with Fox News before the vote was taken.
If it's their choice to change precedent and loop me in with three Confederate turncoats who were expelled for treason and two convicted members who were convicted in a court of law, so I'll be the first person to get expelled from Congress without a conviction or without committing treason.
As the likelihood of expulsion became evident, Santos draped his overcoat over his shoulders and shook hands with people who opposed his removal. This is USA News.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
The Reagan National Defense Forum is gathering in Southern California to tackle critical national security issues with a focus on the increasing perception of China as a major threat. Reagan Presidential Foundation CEO David Trujillo notes a notable shift in concerns.
There's been a big increase since 2018, in fact, in how Americans perceive this challenge. I think Americans are seeing that China's undergone a huge military buildup. There's been a lot of attention appropriately on the fact that China's engaged in an active genocide against the Uyghurs in Xinjiang.
The forum, attended by military leaders, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, national security experts, and lawmakers, will delve into various threats, including artificial intelligence, the future of warfare, and military readiness. On Friday, Senator Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia and chair of the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee, strongly criticized the Biden administration for issuing federal guidance that permits Chinese companies to take advantage of taxpayer-funded electric vehicle tax credits. Manchin argued that the guidance goes against the purpose of the 2022 Inflation Reduction Act, which he authored. He expressed his intention to pursue legislation aimed at overturning the guidance and pledged support for any legal challenge against it. Astronomers observing a star system near Earth made a fascinating discovery. Six planets orbiting a sun-like star in a celestial dance, situated approximately 100 light years away in the Coma Berenices constellation. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.